Hello, this is Jay from My Geek Garage, and just wanted to give you my first impressions of Nokia Bell, the most updated operating system firmware update for Nokia Symbian phones, smartphones. And I happen to have an N8 with me. That's my personal phone. And roughly a week ago, I updated it, and one of the downsides is that you need Nokia Suite, specifically for Windows, not for Mac. It's not available for Mac to physically tether your phone to make this update, because it's a very large update, which is understandable, but if you own a Mac, it makes it much more difficult. So luckily I had a partitioned Mac with Windows running on it, so I was able to do that with no problem. And here are my first impressions. Well, what you will see is that you'll have six new home screens now instead of the three from Nokia Anna from before. The widgets are different. Some of them are the same, but some of the widgets are larger and more user-friendly, and you can actually customize and add single apps to the screen, not rows of four as you had to do in Anna. So to add an app or an icon to a screen before, you would have to choose shortcuts, which creates a row of four, and you have to fill it up with something. Now you can just have a single file, a single column of apps if you wanted to, so much more customizable home screens. And you can move them around more easily just by doing a long press. And you'll see the little red X light up, which means that you can actually delete it from the home screen. It doesn't uninstall it, but it deletes it from the home screen, and you can move it around. And you can even drag it to a different home screen as well. And you can delete a home screen. So if you just want to use one, that's fine. You can use up to six. The clock widgets are nice. The digital version looks a little bit like the HTC flip clock, but there's a nice analog version too that is about the size of an average thumb and much more visible. It's nice than the older clocks on the Symbian screens. Those are pretty nice. The email widget takes up almost half the screen. It's about a third of the screen, which is nice. You can actually scroll through it to look at your email and then tap on one to go straight to that particular email. And you can actually not only have your row of contacts, favorites listed where you can scroll through it horizontally, right? But you can also choose single contacts in a fairly large widget about the size of the analog clock. And so you can dedicate a single page or two just for single contacts, and they don't have to be part of the favorites row like before. So a lot more flexibility. The best part, I think, is the drop-down notification screen. So it's very similar to what you see in Android as well as in iOS. You just scroll down from the very top of the screen. Now, I notice it doesn't work when you're inside some apps. Some apps allow you to do it, some apps don't. But definitely from every home screen you can do that. And what you'll see in the top row are four buttons that you can just toggle on and off. And this is on my wish list for smartphones ever since the days of Windows Phone. Windows Mobile, where in one space you can easily turn on and off data, turn on and off your Wi-Fi. The third button is for Bluetooth. And of course, once you turn them on, it'll show up below that, and then you can set it up after tapping on it. And then also a very easy-to-use silent mode right away that you can just one slide and a tap, and those things are done. So if you know Symbian well, you know that adjusting this was a pain in the butt before in terms of, you know, trying to set up your data and all that, and the data might come out when you don't want it to. Now it's just a simple on and an off. The camera user interface has changed a little bit, so it's easier to access certain modes and flash without having to go through several layers. My biggest pet peeve was the videotaping. When video recording, in the lower right-hand corner, there would be the word pause and the word continue, which was not very responsive. I would tap three or four times before I got it, and of course it would ruin the video I'm trying to take. Now it's being replaced by a single button. So now it's a record and a pause button, which I haven't missed yet. One tap and it does the job. So nice job, Nokia, on that. The ring profiles, they got rid of outdoor, but that's no big deal. You can add customized ring profiles. And so basically in the last 20 seconds of my little podcast here, I really like a lot of the changes that have been made to Symbian Bell, or now it's called Nokia Bell. It's really increased usability. Accessing settings has been easier than ever. And overall, it's very nice, very pleasant to use. It's not revolutionary, but still very good. Thanks.